The Dallas Mavericks had a great night last night. They're in the second round of the National Basketball Association playoffs, and they dominated in their win over the Sacramento Kings. Commentator Leon Winter is among the fans who are looking forward to the weekend when Dallas and Sacramento are playing two more games.
It's the NBA playoffs. Let the feast of guilty racial pleasures begin. First, there was a splendid appetizer, Sauté of Tennessee in the NCAA Women's Championship a la Taurasi. University of Connecticut super guard Diana Taurasi did everything but break a sweat while powering the Huskies to another title. I hear the men played too, but athletes who are white and female wrecking the joint with skills they aren't supposed to possess? Now bring on some NBA, where all season long, three players who aren't African-American have been schooling my black brothers in advanced hooping. Dallas Maverick guard Steve Nash and power forward Dirk Nowitzki have embarrassed some of the league's best with ankle-breaking crossover dribbles and no-look passes that end in ear-cracking reverse dunks from white boys who weren't born here. I know I'm not the only one who got off seeing Houston Rocket rookie Yao Ming go off. Now, before you holler for the PC police, let me say it loud. My bumper sticker reads, "I root for black quarterbacks," period. The valiant runs, literally, of three African-American quarterbacks in quest of a Super Bowl ring made my NFL season. Okay, none of them made it past their conference championship games. But hell, they were there. So were two black head coaches. The Super Bowl, quarterbacked by two worthy white guys and the end of the regular NBA season, have brought me back to reality, somewhat. Yao Ming's Rockets are already on vacation. Nowitzki and company aren't favored to survive the mostly black talent leading the Western Conference playoff teams. My season of guilty pleasures is almost done till fall, when Michael Vick will resume calling signals behind the Atlanta Falcons. So it's as good a time as any to confess this season's sin and offer explanation in a bid for expiation. Mea culpa. I've been spiking my sports with race consciousness. I root for individuals of one race to demolish stereotypes and assumptions about other races as much or more than to demolish the other team. I didn't think that was much to feel guilty about, until I noticed I was reflexively rooting against honorable teams just because their quarterback wasn't black. Now, race chauvinism is one thing, but screaming, "Work, Dirk!" when Nowitzki pummels assumptions of black pro-hoop sovereignty raises a more mortal sin, race treason. I don't know if African America is ready to part with the illusion of black supremacy on the court. Not when Eminem is usurping the best rapper crown. Before we know it, some hip-hop-loving kid from Estonia or Waukegan will take the gold in the next Olympic 100-meter dash, and our world will stop going around. But think about it. For every sphere in which black folks see dominance, all two or three of them, there are 10 worlds waiting for us to consolidate our conquests. Black preeminence in basketball wasn't ordained by God. It was predicted by the maldistribution of opportunity to excel in things like, say, brain surgery, where, by the by, we're starting to come on strong. Guilty pleasure can also affirm. I'll take a couple of black CEOs, an Academy Award winner, and a Surgeon General for one fewer black hoop star any day. At least, that is, until we get down to a mere 50% share of the NBA spotlight.